In a letter to Federal Minister of Veterans Affairs Jeanette Petitpas-Taylor, North Island Powell River MP Rachel Blaney asked for Canadians who served in the Persian Gulf War in 1990-1991 to be designated as wartime service veterans. Blaney calls the repeated refusal of Veterans Affairs Canada to reclassify those who served in the Persian Gulf War shameful. Like many veterans before them, these brave individuals answered the call of duty and risked their lives in active combat, wrote Blaney. Their service deserves to be recognized fully, and it is both disappointing and disrespectful that Veterans Affairs Canada, VAC, refuses to do so. On the surface, it appears this refusal is because the department is more concerned with saving money than affording veterans the benefits they deserve. In her letter, Blaney noted that the Canadian Armed Forces, CAF, joined the largest coalition of powers since World War II and entered an active combat zone during the Persian Gulf War. Despite these efforts, VAC has designated those veterans as special duty, rather than wartime veterans, according to Blaney. This means they have access to fewer benefits than wartime veterans. The Persian Gulf War is not eligible to be separately inscribed in the National War Memorial or any other municipal cenotaph in Canada. Although our coalition partners have recognized that Persian Gulf War veterans engaged in wartime service, the Canadian government has refused to follow suit, added Blaney. While Persian Gulf War veterans presented this issue to your predecessor, Lawrence McAuley, he did nothing to address it. Blaney stated that the CAF played an important role in the Persian Gulf War, especially in air and naval operations. It was also the first conflict in Canadian history in which women served in active combat roles, she added. There have been efforts, including an e-petition, to request the government reclassify the veterans. That petition also notes that Korean War veterans were later reclassified to wartime service, following similar circumstances and a similar policy challenge. You, Minister Petitpas-Taylor, have an opportunity with this file to correct the mistakes of your predecessors, stated Blaney. You know these veterans deserve the benefits, so why are you holding back? Even the former Minister of National Defence Anita Anand has stated that this issue falls under your responsibility and yet it continues to be ignored by your government. I will continue to press you on this file in the House, during question period, and in committee until you do the right thing and fix it. Veteran service must be remembered and honoured. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.